Let us pray. In Jesus' name, Almighty Father, we appreciate you. We thank you for bringing us together to come and learn at your feet. Father, we appreciate you for your love, your guidance, your provision, your protection. Father, we thank you, Lord, for keeping us up to this hour. Our Lord and our God, we ask that you accept our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Almighty Father, even as we are about to go into your word this morning, we ask, O Lord, that the Holy Spirit will interpret each and every one of your word to us in Jesus' name. Father, we are tired of just being hearing your word and not doing it, O Lord. Father, we ask for special grace this morning, even as we receive your word, that we receive grace to do those things, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Today, I think this is the last episode of faith. So this morning, we'll be talking about evidence of faith. We all know what faith is. We know how to exercise our faith. We've heard many things about faith. So today, we are talking about the evidence of faith, the things that we can see in ourselves, that even within us, that we know that we have faith. And like I put the definition here, I said, evidence of faith is the fruit of our belief shown by our action. That is, acting upon the word of God, even when it does not make sense. Praise the Lord. The evidence of faith, just like I put it here, is the fruit, you know. When we begin to bear fruit of faith, you know, we begin to see things the way God sees it. We begin to act upon the word of God. We begin to focus ourselves on the word of God. We begin to meditate upon the word of God. Even when it does not make sense, even when people are looking at us and thinking maybe we don't know what we are doing or we are behaving strangely, the way the Australian will say that maybe we are strange, you know, that is when we know that we are bearing fruit of faith. That is when we begin to act upon the word of God. We begin to sit down, meditate upon the word of God, and you just take the words even as it comes. And there are some things here that I outline here as evidence of faith. Number one, I said, persistent prayer. Yes, we have to be persistent in our prayers, you know. When we do that, it shows that we are acting upon the word of God and we are surrendering everything to God. And it's telling us that we know that we cannot figure things out by ourselves, that it's only God, when we depend on God, that God will help us to do those things. That we should not be the type of Christian who we just pray maybe once every week, or even sometimes once in a month, or even on Sunday alone. No, we should be a type of Christian that pray every time, and we should pray. And when we pray, we know that each time we pray, that power is being released into what we ask God for, and God watch over it and bring it to pass. It says taking risk for God. Yes, one of the evidence of our faith is taking risk for God. You know, we have to start bearing fruits by taking risks for God. You know, sometimes we look at things ordinarily and we just see it as, oh, this is too much for God. I can tell us that there's no risk that is too much for God. Once we start, we do it, God will back us up and he will help us in Jesus' name. He said, not being afraid to be different, separate because of God. Yes, we remember the three men who did not bow to the God of the Babylonian. You know, they were different. They were separated. They separated themselves aside for God's use. We should not be afraid to do that. We should not be afraid to be the only person in our place of work who is a Christian. We should not be afraid to be the only person at our place of work who doesn't smoke, who doesn't even go out on Friday nights, who doesn't drink. We should be proud that we have separated ourselves for God's use. Then giving. That's another evidence of our faith. You know, when we give, Jesus is not, when we go through the example in the Bible, we see what we are talking about. You know, when we give, God is not looking at what we have given. God is looking at what we have left, you know. You know, God is looking at us in a way that, are we able to trust him that is going to provide and supply all our needs? Evangelism is one of the evidence of our faith, you know. When we don't evangelize, it means we are not bearing fruit of faith. It means that we don't even believe what we confess. It means we don't even believe what we stand for. So evangelism is a vital part of evidence of faith. Say, trusting and believing God to meet our life need. Yes, you know, when we begin to bear fruit of faith, we begin to learn every day to trust God. No matter how small the thing is, we should be able to give it to God and trust God that God will meet the need. Sharing testimony. Yes, you know, when we don't share testimony, we don't have faith. Because sometimes we know when we share testimony, others will be, you know, they will be encouraged with the testimony we have shared. So that is why it's very important, as one of our evidence of faith, that we should share testimony, no matter how small it is. If we are too ashamed or we are too shy to share testimony in the church, house fellowship, there's opportunity for us to share testimony. Praise the Lord. Then the last one, acting upon on the word of God. Just like I said before, the evidence of our faith is when we start to act upon the word of God. We don't just hear it, we act upon it, we do what it says, we meditate upon it. Praise the Lord. So we are going to look at the examples in the Bible. So let's start with Acts 12. Acts 12, verses 1 to 5. Praise the Lord. We all know this is a very familiar story. When Peter was put in the prison, that the church, you know, the persistent prayer of the church, you know, brought victory and set him free. It is very important that, you know, as a church, we pray. Some of us, we don't even know the importance of coming together as a church to pray. It's very important that we come together to intercede on behalf of our members, to intercede even for the church. Even sometimes we just leave ourselves and just focus on other people, and God will bring us victory in Jesus' name. So let's look at Luke 18. We are still talking about persistent prayers now. Praise the Lord. That we should pray always. That, you know, look at this, the parable here. The person just going there every time, you know. When we don't lose hope and we just continue praying and asking God, we should be patient and to practice persistent prayer. You know, it's just like I said in the introduction, that it's not the type of prayer that we just say maybe only on Sunday alone. No, that's not the type of prayer we are talking about. The type of prayer we are talking about is the one that we pray every day, every time. That's why it's very important for us to be in the attitude of prayer. What I mean by being in the attitude of prayer is that, you know, we should be able to raise our hand to God every time, anytime we needed to, not repenting every time, asking God, Lord, forgive me. We repent every time, always before we pray. That is not the type of Christianity God is telling us to do. And that's one we not even, it's not part of the evidence of our faith. We should pray always. Let's look at the next one, which is the book of Esther. That is taking risks for God. We are looking at example of evidence of faith in the Bible. So the next one now is taking risks for God. Praise the Lord. You know, we all know the story. We all know the story when Haman had promised to destroy the Jews, you know. And, you know, everybody look, what can we do? Then here is Esther stood and she took risks for the people of God, you know. We should devote ourselves to, you know, to taking risks for God. You know, we should not be afraid to step out, to be different, to intercede for the people of God, you know. And one thing is that, you know, when we just have the faith to step out and believe in God for what we are doing, I'm very sure, and God is very faithful, that God will back us up. We'll not regret it. Our own is just to take the risk for God, and he will stand by us in Jesus' name. Daniel, the next one is another taking risk for God. Let's look at the book of Daniel. Daniel 1:5-8. No, let somebody else read. Adini. Yeah, Daniel chapter 1:5-8. Yeah. Praise the Lord. You know, the people here, they were taken captive in Jerusalem. And even their names, Daniel's name was changed. Despite the fact that his name was changed, you know, his nature didn't change. You know, he stood firm and honored God. Look at the last verse. It said he proposed in his mind that he's not going to eat out of the king's, he's not going to defile himself. That is taking risk for God, you know. You know, they were so, you know, looking at it now, you know, if Daniel cannot stand firm, you know, he just say, oh, this is a great opportunity for me to escape. At least I will not suffer with the other people. I will be in the king's palace eating and I will be happy. But he stood firm and took risk for God. God will help us in Jesus' name to take risk for him. So let's look at Luke 21. That is giving as our evidence of faith. Luke 21, verses 1 to 3. Giving as one of the evidence of faith. Luke 21. And he looked up and saw the rich putting their gift into the treasury, and he saw also a certain poor widow putting in 2 mites. So he said, truly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all. Praise the Lord. We know there's this is a church setting where everybody start to put their offering, and you know, and this widow puts everything that she has. You know, the important thing to Jesus is not the amount. Just like I said before, it's not the amount. of money that people put into the treasury. But, you know, the commitment and the sacrifice is looking at our commitment. And he was concerned with how much we have left, you know. God knows each and every one of us. He knows our capacity. He knows those people that are capable of putting $50 offering. He knows the people that are capable of putting $100 offering. He knows the people that are capable of putting $1,000 as their offering. So it's not the amount of money, but it's looking at the sacrifice and the commitment. Like if you look at this widow, this poor widow has nothing left. She puts everything she has and trusting God that God will provide her need. So giving is one of the very important evidence of our faith, that when we give and trust in God, that God will provide for us and meet our need. Praise the Lord. So the next one is sharing testimony. So that one, we open our Bible to the book of 1 Samuel. The book of 1 Samuel. Yeah. Testimony as evidence of our faith, you know. David went to the king to testify, how lions and the bear will deliver me from the hand of this uncircumcised Philistine, you know. When we give testimony, like we all know, when we give testimony, we receive more. And we encourage the other people, and you know, each time we give testimony, God himself is encouraged to do more things in our life as we give testimony and we give him the glory and the honor. He is moved to do more things in our life. So one of the evidence of our faith is sharing testimony. Like I said, even in house fellowship, we share testimony, because some of us may say, oh, I'm very shy in the church, I don't want to stand up and talk. We can share testimony even during the family devotion, house fellowship, and in the church. Praise the Lord. So let's look at John 4, sharing testimony to the woman at Jacob's well. Praise the Lord. You know, when this woman had an encounter with Jesus, she went telling people about what happened to her. And people came to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So it's very important that we share testimony. Acting upon the word of God. Let's look at Genesis 21, verses 1 to 8. Genesis 21. Somebody apart from Madini to read. 22, sorry. Genesis 22, verses 1 to 8. Yeah. Thank you. Praise the Lord. That is trusting and believing God to meet our life need, you know. What happened here, when we look at it, we ask ourselves, why will even God ask Abraham to sacrifice his only son? Well, the answer is, God wants Abraham to sacrifice Isaac in his heart, not in the physical, because he wants to be clear that he loved him. Abraham loved God more than his son. Because we understand that God said he's going to make Abraham the father of nations, you know. Before you can trust somebody, you have to know that the person will obey you, do what you say, and he really loves you. That is why he asked him to sacrifice his only son. And, you know, the thing about God's provision is that, you know, God's provision is always located pathway to faithfulness and obedience. You know, once he obeyed and, you know, he was ready to do it, but God provided another means for the sacrifice. So the bottom line here is that God wanted Abraham to sacrifice his son in his heart, and he will to prove the evidence of his trust and hope in him. So one of the evidence of our faith is when we trust and believe God to meet our life need, that we should not do it by ourselves, that we should not think that, I'm smart, by the time I do this and do that. No, God is asking us this morning that to look unto him and trust him for our life need, and God will help us in Jesus' name. Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 13 to 18. That is acting upon the word of God. 1 Samuel. Praise the Lord. You know, it's acting upon the word of God. This is a woman who is sorrowful, praying, and immediately the priest just said to him that you find favor with God. You know, the Bible recorded that her countenance changed, and he went away, and she ate. And what happened? Then God caused her to sing a new song. So it is very important that when we hear the word of God, we should act upon it. When it's coming from God himself or even God's people, we should act upon the word of God and not just hearing it and say, well, and still be doubting. When we hear the word of God, the example we hear this morning encourages each and every one of us that we should take it as it comes and act upon it, and God will help us in Jesus' name. So we've seen evidences, the people in the Bible who have shown evidence of faith. We are going to look briefly. We are going to see people here on the other side who didn't see any evidence of faith in them. So the first person is Thomas. Let's look at John, the book of John. John 20.
But Thomas
Praise the Lord. So, as we all know, that we have to rely on God. You know, here they were telling him that Christ is here. He said he's not going to believe until he sees. So that he did not show any evidence of faith in him. So let's look at Numbers 13:27-30. We can read that one at home because our time is gone. We know how the spies were being sent out, and it's only two people. You know, the other 10 spies, they said they were not able to. They can't inherit the land because they saw giant. I guess the other two people do. They saw the giant, but they said that yes, we can inherit the land. So the other 10 spies did not show any evidence of faith. You know, we know the book of Ruth. We know maybe we are not familiar with Orpah and Naomi. They married Orpah and Ruth. They married Naomi's children. So, and when their husband died, Naomi followed Ruth and said, "I'll go with you. Your God will be my God, and your people will be my God." But in Orpah's case, she kissed the mother-in-law goodbye. She did not act on faith. She didn't show any evidence of faith. But Naomi did, because she went with the mother-in-law. And what happened, you know, it was then that she met Boaz and, you know, got married again, and she's in the lineage of Jesus Christ because she acted on faith, and God was faithful to her too. Praise the Lord. Is there any contribution? Evidence of our faith. Persistent prayer, taking risks for God, not being afraid to be different and separate because of God, giving, evangelism, trusting and believing God to meet our needs, sharing testimony, acting on the word of God. I think this is the last series on faith. I think we should have question or contribution that we want to add. Or even if we still remember some important people in the Bible who show evidence of faith and the other people who did not. I only mentioned three people here who did not show evidence of faith in the Bible. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about evangelism. God will help each and every one of us in Jesus' name. In the area of evangelism, when we look at it, our circumstance here, we say, oh, it's very difficult to do. But I can encourage each and every one of us that it's not hard. Well, anytime you think it's hard, think of the Jehovah Witnesses. They do it. That we can do it too. What we need to do is just to ask God for the grace. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name.